Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Northeast faces a generational Arctic outbreak. Those are the words of the National Weather Service describing this cold front that has swept across the country. And that translates to wind chills in New England at minus 50 or minus 60 tonight. Already Boston has declared a cold emergency. Meteorologist Mark Elliott has been keeping an eye on this, and he's with us now. Mark, hello.
Hi there.
So as we speak midday in the east, I checked a couple minutes ago, it feels like 2 degrees or so in Boston. And this is winter, but how unusual is this cold? We're going to have sub-zero tonight in much of the east.
Yeah, this is a true piece of the Arctic air that has broken off from near the Arctic Circle and is just barreling down into the Northeast Corridor. There is the potential for fairly widespread record wind chill values, record low wind chills. Almost all of Maine could be approaching their record low wind chill values. So this is very rare, and for many, it's the coldest air that they will have ever experienced.
And how dangerous is this? The city of Boston is advising people wear double gloves if you go out, wear scarves to protect your lungs.
Yeah, cold does have real threats. The two main ones that we worry about are hypothermia and frostbite. Hypothermia, basically, the body can't produce heat as fast as it loses heat. And so you start shivering, you get really tired, you can be confused, you could have trouble moving, especially with your hands, and you get drowsy, which is a bad thing to be if you're outside in that kind of air. And then frostbite is, you know, tissue damage to the skin, and your skin actually goes numb because of it. And so most people do not realize that they are getting frostbitten or getting frostbite until someone else tells them. So being aware of your surroundings and looking out for others that happen to be with you, if you have to be outside at all, is really important with a cold air outbreak like this.
Yeah, and for people who have to be outside tonight, commute home this evening, say, or early tomorrow morning, what other advice do you have?
Yeah, that is really the key. If you have to be out there, the first step is don't be out there in the first place. But if you have to be out there, you know, no exposed skin, lots of layers, mittens better than gloves because your fingers are together in that mitten. So even with a glove, with the separated fingers, you can wind up with those extremities getting too cold. So just those really extreme wintertime precautions have to be used today.
And I understand it is going to warm up maybe pretty quickly by Sunday or so. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is a really fast shot of cold air. This cold front is through, and so we're getting this big blast of cold air dropping in from the north, but almost as fast as it arrives, the wind directions shift around and switch back to more of a southwest direction and boot that cold air mass right out of here. And so it's really tonight into early tomorrow that is the biggest threat time.
Yeah, right after so many of us were asking, well, you know, what happened in January? Where was the snow? And suddenly, here's our answer.
Careful what you wish for, right? It's not snowing, yeah, but it's really, really cold.
Meantime, the South is warming up and recovering now, but last few days, at least 10 people died in ice storms, icy roads, hundreds of thousands lost power. I understand many schools in Austin, Texas, still closed today. Is it going to take a while to restore some kind of normalcy across the South?
Yeah, you mentioned Austin. Austin, I think, is the poster child for what has occurred across the South, with still hundreds of thousands of customers remaining without power. And so when you have to put back together a large majority of the power grid, it takes a long time, longer than anybody wants it to take. And so they're not really even providing estimates of when that restoration is going to be complete in the Austin area, because there's still just so much work to do for the counties right around Austin and then continuing off to the northeast from there. That said, the South overall is so much warmer today, and that trend will continue. So the ice itself is no longer a risk. It's just repairing what occurred with tree limbs falling on lines.
Meteorologist Mark Elliott, thank you as always.
Thank you.